Time Pods Culture Show. Sorry for the delay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Irene.
And I'm Catherine. And today we're talking about travel in Italy. So, of course, this means not only physical travel, getting on trains and planes and automobiles, but also cultural travel. So navigating those pitfalls of being in a foreign country and also trying to appreciate the best things that you can out of that country. So we're here to give you insight and insider's tips. Of course, Irene is Italian and from Tuscany, near Florence, but not quite, and is the host of our advanced content shows, so Advanced Media and Advanced, and I am the host of our lower level shows with Marco. So today we're talking about a great city. This city is ancient and is well preserved and is kind of fascinating in the minds of many people. What's the city?
Yes, it is.
About?
It's Pompeii. We are talking about Pompeii. That's a city near Sorrento and Naples. So if you want to go to Naples, you have the chance also to go to Pompeii. That's a very, very interesting city.
So why is it such an interesting city? Because, I mean, there are old places all over Italy. You know, the Romans had their capital at Rome, right? So
yeah,
you've
is.
Got Etruscan ruins in parts of Italy, and you've got Roman ruins and even some Greek ruins.
Yeah, but actually, we are so old, you're right. But
so what makes this so special? Why, you know, if you haven't heard about it, why would you want to go there?
Because it's really interesting because of the eruption of the volcano. That has been around 79.
So 79 AD, that volcano was,
yes,
Vesuvius.
Vesuvius erupted.
So it's...
Yep. A big, big, big eruption. And a lot of people died, actually, and that's bad. But what is very, very, very good is that this city is very well preserved. Thanks to the ash of the volcano. Mm-hmm. So you can see a lot of people dead in various positions. And this could be also interesting. I mean, terrific, but also interesting. Mm-hmm. And you can see a lot of stuff, like a lot of stuff well preserved in the houses. Mm-hmm. And you can see a lot of various houses. You can see also the lupanari, mm-hmm, that were the brothels. Mm-hmm. And you can recognize very well that, because when I went to Pompeii, I was like 10 years old, like in front of these houses, and I was like, what is that? And my parents was like, ah, this was, well, doesn't matter. And then I understood when I grew up.
So it's actually interesting, maybe, for the fact that you can see some things that you wouldn't expect people,
yes,
from almost 2,000 years ago having. So you get to see kind of people from all walks of life, from the very rich to the very poor, and how they worked and what they were doing in that moment when, you know, the ash descended,
yeah,
from Vesuvius.
And it's very interesting because, yeah, as I say before, you can see a lot of people in different positions because it was like a things that came and they didn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
So they were doing a lot of different things. And it's very, very interesting to see people that, I don't know, they washing their clothes or they were doing, like, they were cooking something and la 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 la.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very, very interesting.
Daily life from 79,
yeah,
AD.
It is. And it's
strange,
like blocked. Blocked in the ash, in the volcano ash.
Oh, wow. So this is under, of course, the still active volcano Vesuvius. So don't fear about traveling there. They've got some pretty fancy technology that allows them to know when it's going to be erupting or if it's going to be smoking. So, yeah, that is still an active volcano, but it's not really dangerous for travelers anymore.
Yeah, I think so.
So what's interesting also about this is that there are some great villas and houses. One of them that we think is important to mention is the Villa dei Misteri. And that's supposed to be a very interesting one because it's supposed to depict on the walls of frescoes, in frescoes, images of the cult of Dionysus. So you've got all these beautifully preserved frescoes. You've got people doing their daily business. You've got pots and vases and brothels and stores and restaurants. So it's a very interesting way to kind of participate in history. And it's a walking tour, right? There's no cars or bicycles allowed. So people are just walking around.
Yeah. You need to walk, and it's a very big city, actually. So you can be very tired, but yeah, I think it's worth it.
So bring water if you're there in the summer. And also, yeah. If you're there in the summer, you can find out about their summer hours because they're open late. You can go there at night, which might be very
yeah,
scary.
I've never been at night, but it could be very, very scary, interesting, and...
Definitely. So, Irene, you mentioned that this is a city in the south near two other cities, Naples being the very big one and Sorrento being
Sorrento.
A smaller one.
Yeah, a smaller one.
So what are these two cities famous for food-wise? I know two things on my mind.
About Camorra, do you mean?
Maybe we'll just talk about food.
No, about pizza, actually, about pasta. And Naples, I think it's the maybe one of the most important city in Italy, and it's really, really, really beautiful. There is the sea, and so you can go have a bath and then go to Sorrento and then go to Pompeii.
Sounds wonderful. Let's
yeah,
go.
And have a pizza, have pasta. So good.
So it's only about a 30 to 40 minute train ride from either of those cities. Pompeii's kind of smack dab in the middle there, and Herculaneum, which is one of the other cities that was affected by the explosion at Vesuvius in 79, is also there and also worth checking out. Although it's more of a residential city, there's less kind of crazy stuff going on there, but worth checking out as well. Both of them are about 30 to 40 minutes away from big cities, so you can hop on a train or a bus, or if you're coming by cruise, they're both pretty much on the water. So lucky you. But if you have any questions or comments or experiences that you want to share from your own travels to these places, please do post photos or any little anecdotes that you have. We're very curious to hear those. I'm sure Irene has lots more to share on the website, brothels aside.
Yeah, I have. So if you have any comments, write us and ask whatever you want about it.
All right. So ItalianPod.com is our website. We also have an email address, ItalianPod@PraxisLanguage.com. PraxisLanguage.com. So please get in touch with us and let us know what you're thinking, what you want to hear. And from all of us at ItalianPod, ciao a tutti.
Ciao.